While the frontliners are up front in the battlefield, Malaysians are required to adhere to the Movement Control Order (MCO) by staying at home and avoid unnecessary movements. However, some Malaysians have proved from time and time again that they have failed to exercise their social responsibility in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Sure, this pandemic brings out the best in humans such as kindness and generosity, but it also highlights the inherent problems that we still have in this society. The lack of care and concern shown by some people is truly worrisome, as the Director General of Health, Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, revealed that there are some people who disobeyed the MCO to visit their relatives in the time of restricted movement. According to Harian Metro, speaking in a press conference yesterday, the 8th of April, Dr. Noor Hisham informed that the number of cars have also increased on the road, highlighting the fact that there are a lot of movements taking place. Senior Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob stated that the number of arrests under MCO has increased 13% or 454 people on Tuesday, the 7th of April, compared to 403 people arrested on Monday, the 6th of April, reported Harian Metro. To address the ongoing violations of the MCO, authorities were left with not much choices but to enforce stricter actions in hopes that the number of cases would go down. According to The Star, the police will start issuing compound notices to MCO violators starting Wednesday, the 8th of April. Bukit Aman Internal Security and Public Order Department Director, KOM Datuk Seri Akril Sani Abdullah Sani, stated that a Rp1,000 compound will be slapped on those who violate the MCO and there will be no discounts. This compound would not be issued at roadblocks, but MCO violators would be taken to police stations or district police headquarters to be given the compound. It is our responsibility to play our part and break the infection chains of the COVID-19 pandemic. We should be more considerate and aware that in these critical times our actions may affect other people too. So it would be wise for everyone to practice caution until this pandemic is over. What do you think of this article? Share your thoughts down below. Also read, MCO may be extended, Cabinet discusses economic options before official announcement tomorrow. You have reached the end of this story.